Welcome back to the Pondercast. We're so glad you joined us again today. Please again subscribe, share with your friends, and let's begin this pondering today. Part of pastorsponderings.org. Again, subscribe, join us, and please leave your comments and feedback and questions, because that's part of what we do here. We explore, we discover our way home again. And today we're going to be talking about, is God grossed out with you? That's right. That's a topic today. Is God grossed out by you? That seems quite an uplifting topic, isn't it? We're going to talk about that today. Within this topic of being grossed out, you know, the Jewish word for grossed out is goal. And forgive me, I'm not a Jewish scholar by any means, and if I mispronounce anything, it's because of that. I haven't studied, but I've dug into these words, the study of these words, and trying to figure out what they mean. And the word goal from the Hebrew, it really means to be grossed out. You know, like, for instance, on a hot summer day, and you're at like a public park, and you go in to use the porta potty that is reeking of urine and excrement, and the smell is pungent and it sticks in your nose, you are goel. That's what it means. It literally is abhorrent, it's stinky, it's gross, and it almost makes you vomit. That's the definition of the Hebrew word goel. And it is referenced in the Bible when it talks about God being grossed out by us. That it is referenced in context of sin. You know, we understand that since the fall of man, since the fall of Adam and Eve, when they chose and they were tempted and they committed that sin, that it became goal to God. Sin was gross. It was a nasty thing. It made literally wanted to make him vomit. And there's a slang word in the Hebrew itself, which is goal nefesh, which means grossed out to the very soul. Think about that for a second. God is goal nefesh to sin. The very soul of his being, the very fiber of his being is grossed out by the existence of sin. And that's why in Leviticus 26:11, he says, "And I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul will not be goal nefesh. It will not abhor you. It will not be sickened by you," because he's trying to make this covenant and restore that relationship with them if they would only cleanse their hearts, their lives, the very fiber of their soul from sin. And even, there's lots of references of this topic of goal nefesh in our lives, in God's realm, that he is sickened by sin. I've already mentioned that, and I think it speaks to you and to me. If I'm driving down the highway, another example, and I see a bloody carcass that's been struck by a car, I am goal nefesh. Literally, the bile rises in my throat, and it's disgusting to see this once live animal innards spewed all over the highway. And if you're listening right now and you say that's gross, well, awesome. You have grasped upon this topic today. Because that question that I posed at the very beginning of our podcast, is God grossed out by you? And really the answer is, in the context of sin, yes. Yes, he is. But I don't want to leave it hanging there, because there is hope. You know, it's very interesting that goal nefesh, there's another word. If you take that word goal and you change it to goel, which is G-O-E-L instead of G-O-A-L, I mean, that's our phonetic spelling, it means redeemed, saved. As in, when Ruth needed help and she was going to be destitute and alone and she needed to be rescued, Boaz became her goel, her kinsman redeemer, the one who would provide help and saving grace. So no longer is God goel to us, but he is goel, the one who redeems. And that's where we get the Messiah topic as well. When Jesus came to this earth, he came to give life and that we could live it more abundantly. He came to provide us hope. He came for the whosoever. And goel means to buy back, to redeem, to get purchase at such a price. And you know, even though God is goel to sin, goel nefesh, to the very core of his soul, the pungent smell and stink of death within sin itself, he provided a way through goel, through a redeemer.
Isn't that awesome to think that he provided us a way through our sin, through our certainty of death, through this fecal matter of crap in our lives, through this goal grossed outness. I find it interesting in the, you know, the Passover feast, what they have to do is another Hebrew word, and we're learning a couple Hebrew words today, but hagalah, or hagalah, if I mispronounce it again, I apologize. But it means the rinsing of a vessel in boiling water to purify it. And it's done in these vessels for Passover and those kind of events to wash away the grossness, to cleanse it. And so when Jesus died on the cross for us, hagalah took place. He literally cleansed us through the shedding of his blood. And within this grossed outness, God stands as goel. Jesus stands as goel to us, the one who redeems us, the one who buys us back. And I think it's awfully fitting to think about this during the Lenten season, that we have one who, hagalah, who comes to cleanse us, to rinse us, to purify us completely. And in the Acts 2 church, when the day of Pentecost took place, the Holy Spirit came upon them like tongues of fire, and they were changed from the inside out. They became something that God had called them to all along. When we see in the Acts 2 church that everything was shared, everything was participated in together, there was harmony, there was unity, God's people worked within this goel scenario of being redeemed, and the celebration of life took place. There was joy. You know, and you can say, you know, if you're a cynic out there, that it was short-lived, that the Romans and the persecution and all this stuff took place. But even Paul reminded people in Philippians to rejoice in the Lord always. That even, he even reminded them in other passages that even if he had a little bit, he would be joyful. So regardless of where you are today, I've got a few questions to ask you as we close our time together in this Pondercast. Though we can, if we can come to this understanding of goel, that God is grossed out or repulsed by sin, if we understand that there's this void between us now, and we can recognize it for what it is, that we need God to save us,
that we can't save ourselves, that we need a Goel to redeem us from this. And in that redemption, Hagalah takes place. And this is where holiness also comes into play. Because if we can become redeemed by God through Jesus Christ, His Holy Spirit is now present with us. And so we can strive daily to receive that cleansing, the Hagalah, in our lives, not just on Passover, but may we be washed clean. Like David asks in his own psalm, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. So I've got three questions for you to consider today, to ponder as we close our time on this Pondercast. The first question is, and it really cuts to the heart of the matter, does Goel, does this grossness of sin still exist in your heart and in your life today? Does it exist? Is it still there? Now, I'm not talking about temptation, but are there still areas that you've yet to surrender to God? That Goel, that grossed outness that takes place with God when sin is there, if it's still there, it needs to be expunged. It needs to be gotten rid of, wiped clean. And the only way we can do that is to confess it to God and accept forgiveness. It doesn't matter how horrible that sin is. It doesn't matter how minute it could be. Giving it all to Him makes a world of difference. So the second question I have too is, have we accepted Hagalah from the Holy Spirit? Do we say like David, creating me a clean heart every day? Because it could be not just a one-time, and it shouldn't be a one-time thing. One and done, Holy Spirit, you know, we're finished. But God continues to work in us, and we need to go back again to the well that is the Holy Spirit for this cleansing. So are you accepting this Hagalah from the Holy Spirit? And the last question is, are we still forgetful? And in that topics of these Hebrew words, one last Hebrew word that I want to throw at you is, and again, forgive me for my mispronunciation if it is, but kata, which is sin. And it really means to forget, to miss the mark. And are we forgetful? Do we forget that sin is evident sometimes in my life, in your life? Are we neglecting God and His request for us to redeem and renew our lives? Because, quite honestly, Jesus came not to redeem a part of us. He didn't come to Goel a portion of our lives. He came for the entire body. He came for all of us. He came for our entire 100% heart, soul, mind, body. He doesn't want a portion. He wants all of you. Every bit. And so revealing those dirty, stinky secrets in our lives, He desires us to know Him completely. He desires us to fellowship and walk in His way. No longer is God grossed out by us when Goel, Jesus Christ Himself, has redeemed us. So today I want to encourage you, expose the dirty bits to God. Expose those things that we're embarrassed about, that we still struggle with. Expose them into the light of God and allow Him to cleanse you, to Hagalah, and cleanse that vessel which is you in this boiling, purifying fire of the Holy Spirit. And when we do, we will not forget who God is and on which these principles which we stand. God bless you today. May the Lord continue to guide you, and may you accept Goel and this Hagalah cleansing in your life. Lord bless you today. And that concludes another Pondercast. Thank you again for tuning in. And another one down. Again, please subscribe to this Pondercast. Join us in the future. God bless you. Have a great week.